We're going to focus our attention this morning on one particular verse, although we will be considering others as well. But here's where we want to focus our attention. James chapter 1 and verse 17. James 1 verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God and for another opportunity to look into it. We pray that you would help us to understand the message this morning, and I pray, Father, you'd help us to apply the message this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you familiar with the song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year? Have you heard that song before, especially this time of the year? It was made known years ago by a famous singer named Andy Williams. Anybody remember Andy Williams? And it's a popular song, I think, because Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. There's no holiday on our calendar that people look forward to as much as Christmas. And for the Christian, it has a very special meaning because it's a day we celebrate God's gift to mankind. We read about that gift, as you've heard me mention several times recently, in the most famous verse of the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And what a wonderful gift to mankind. And today we celebrate the coming of the Savior. However, there are those today who want to take Christ completely out of Christmas and call Christmas a happy holiday. But you know, if it were not for Christ, there would be no holiday. There'd be no holiday. And while we Christians love the Lord, we often forget that we live in a world that is filled with people who literally hate the Lord Jesus. You can just mention the name Jesus to some people, and you can tell by the expression on their face that they don't even want to hear his name mentioned. This reminds me of what we read in Acts chapter 5 and verse 28, where the political leaders got very upset with the disciples for preaching Jesus. They said, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. They were telling the disciples, stop it, stop it. We do not even want to hear the name of Christ in our society. And today, they are still telling the disciples of the Lord, stop it, stop it. We do not want Christ mentioned anywhere. And the truth is, Christmas is being attacked like it's never been attacked before. There are large stores today that are instructing their employees to greet the customers by saying happy holiday or season's greetings, but do not wish them a Merry Christmas because this may offend someone. Well, it does offend some people. They're right about that. But you know what? It offends me as a Christian that the word Christmas can't be mentioned in many places today. And the reason they hate that phrase, Merry Christmas, is because they know that when we wish each other a Merry Christmas, we are acknowledging Christ. Now, there are, I'm sure you're aware, a lot of silly things that are associated with Christmas, like Rudolph and Frosty and the Grinch. But in this sermon, we don't want to talk about the silly things that go along with Christmas. We want to talk about some very serious things about Christmas. We're going to look at some of the gifts that come from the Father above. Now, We can't talk about all the gifts that come from the Father above because we'd be here forever. But this morning, I want us to look at three in particular. In our opening text, we read, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And so our Bible makes it very clear that every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from the Father. And what are some of God's gifts to us? Well, three very important ones are, first of all, eternal life. Eternal life. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. Which, of course, is a reminder to us that, yes, we are all sinners. And, yes, we deserve the penalty for sin, which is hell, or what we might call eternal death, right? The wages of sin is death. But, and I love the word but in the Bible, because most often what's going to happen is a wonderful promise is going to follow it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When God created mankind, he created us in such a way that we will live forever. That gift is given to every human who is born into this life. Every individual is created to be an eternal being. Saved people and sinners will all live forever. Just in different places. Listen, if I could add 1,000 years to your life, I'm sure you would gladly take it. But the truth is, I can't do that. But the Father up above, he doesn't just offer us 1,000 years, he gives us eternal life. The gift of eternal life with God is a gift that God alone can give. If we could give the gift to others, the first thing that people would want to know is, how much will it cost me? Well, salvation won't cost you anything, but it cost God the death of his only begotten Son on the cross. God has provided the gift of eternal life, but many have not accepted his gift of salvation. You see, every one of us will spend eternity somewhere. The difference is, some will spend it in eternal damnation, and some will spend it in heaven. He has provided the gift of eternal life, but each one of us must individually accept that gift in order to have eternal life in heaven. And accepting the gift is a matter of faith in Christ. In Acts 16:31, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And one of the great joys in life for us as Christians is the knowledge that not only do we have the wonderful gift of eternal life through faith in Christ, but we all have loved ones who are gone from this life, who placed their faith in Christ. And because of this gift of eternal life, we are going to see them again. And what a glad reunion day that will be. So one of the greatest gifts offered to us is the gift of eternal life, which is received through faith in Christ. Faith in Christ as our Savior. Now, another gift I'd like to talk about this morning is not just the gift of eternal life, but also the gift of His peace. His peace. Again, our text says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Bible tells us that God gives good gifts. And the gift of eternal life that we've been talking about is so precious that all the money in the world can't buy it. But thank God the Lord Jesus Christ purchased it for us. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, Oprah Winfrey, all of their millions, all combined together, could not buy eternal life. It is a free gift from God that is ours through simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift from God, paid in full by Jesus through his death on the cross for our sins. And so God has offered to us the gift of eternal life, but God also offers to us his peace. His peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, notice the Lord acknowledges that the lost world can give some sort of peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." The Bible makes it clear that the world can give us a semblance of peace. But the Bible also makes it crystal clear that it is not the kind of peace that God gives. We Christians enjoy two kinds of peace in this life. Peace that the world gives and peace that only God gives. However, a lot of folks in this life only have the first one. They only have the peace that the world gives. And when things are going well in their life, you can see the smile of peace on their face. This is the kind of peace that the lost world can receive. Even men like Ted Turner and Bill Gates, who do not profess to be Christians, have a peace on their face that the world put there. And what kind of peace does the world give? The peace that they have is from the outside. That is, if everything is going great in their life, then they have peace. It's the peace that the lost world provides for them. But the peace that God gives comes from outside and inside. You'll notice again, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." See, that's talking about inner peace when it talks about your heart. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." God's peace is different than the peace of the world. The lost world's peace is based on the outward. If everything's going well, they have peace. But God's peace is based on the inward. And even if things are not going well outwardly, we still have his peace. The only kind of peace that most folks know is the kind of peace that the world gives. It is only temporary. It is not lasting. They do not know anything about the peace that God gives. A peace that is lasting. A peace that is forever. Every man and woman on the face of the earth today desires to have this inner peace. But they will never be able to enjoy this wonderful gift of God until they come to know the Prince of Peace himself. Because there is no real peace, no lasting peace, no forever peace without him. Without him. In Romans 5:1, we read, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To have peace with God, one must have faith in Christ. And so God offers us the gift of eternal life. He offers us the gift of his peace. And then one more this morning, and that is he offers us his wisdom. His wisdom. If you still have your Bible open to the book of James, look at verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, James was a very diplomatic man. Notice he starts this verse off by saying, if any of you lack wisdom. Well, I'm not sure there really is an if about it, right? We all need wisdom. Every day, we have to make choices, and we need wisdom to make the right choices. You see, I'll be honest with you. I am not very smart. And I can make some really dumb decisions on my own. But if I look to God and look to his word, he will give me the wisdom to know how to make the right decisions in life. God has promised us that he would give us the wisdom we need to know exactly what needs to be done as we face the different issues of life. All we have to do, according to verse 5, is ask for that wisdom. And it says, God giveth to all men liberally. And so the truth is, everyone needs the gift of wisdom. And all these good gifts that we've mentioned all come down from the Father above. But let me close this morning by just focusing one more time on the gift of eternal life. You know, this is a very busy time of year for most merchants. We know that, right? I read something recently that in the business world, at least one-third of their sales for the year take place during the Christmas season, right? And if you've done any shopping, you know that buying things is expensive. But the same thing is true with the gift of eternal life. The gift of eternal life does not cost us anything, but it costs the Lord Jesus everything. We understand that gifts are expensive for the giver, but gifts are free for the receiver. As a matter of fact, a gift has to be free, or else it's not a gift anymore. If you have to do something for it or earn it or pay, it's not a gift anymore. So it has to be free in order to be a gift. So the gift of eternal life is free for us, but it cost God, his only begotten Son, his most prized possession. When he hung on the cross, the last thing he said was, "It is finished." He meant that the gift of eternal life had been paid for. It had been paid for in full, and it is available to each and every person who will accept that gift by repenting of their sin and placing their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ alone for the salvation of their soul. If they will not accept that gift through faith in Christ, they will never be able to enjoy eternal life. He gave us the very best he had to offer, his only begotten Son. And he gave him so that sinners like you and me could be set free from the penalty of sin and have the assurance of eternal life and a home in heaven. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. The question is, have you received God's gift? And if not, then why not this morning open your heart right now and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Eternal life is yours for the receiving. In 1 John 5:11-12, we read, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And that right there is what Christmas is all about. It's what the coming of Christ is all about. It is not about tinsel. It is not about trees. It's about a gift. The gift of eternal life that can only be found in Jesus Christ, the one who came to be the Savior of the world. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God this morning, and I trust that you would help us, first of all, to appreciate the gifts that you have given to us. We thank you that eternal life and peace and wisdom are all available to us. But Lord, at the same time, I pray that we would understand that these are received by faith. And so, Father, I pray that not one person would leave here today without being absolutely sure that their faith and their trust is in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life, for forgiveness, for peace, for all these things. Lord, help us to understand the need for trusting you for these things. No effort of our own, nothing we can do to earn them or pay for them. They are free gifts from you, but we must receive them. We must ask for them. And I pray, Father, that no one would leave without having asked for the gift of eternal life, without having put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing just one verse of